From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkhab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban kidnapped them. The spokesman said tribal elders are negotiating their release. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. Efforts to get aid to victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys. The government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. U.S. officials say nearly 20 towns have been deprived of food and humanitarian shipments. The U.S., Britain, and France have issued an urgent call for the United Nations to begin humanitarian airdrops. U.N. officials, however, were quoted as saying airdrops are not imminent. German lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Thursday to recognize the World War I-era killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the action will have a serious impact on relations between Germany and Turkey. He recalled Turkey's ambassador to Germany for consultations. This is VOA News. The Lebanese parliament failed again on its 40th try to elect a new president after only 39 members showed up for the electoral session, which was boycotted by Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri and most MPs from Hezbollah's political bloc. The country has been without a president since May of 2014. Edward Uranian has more.
The deputy speaker of parliament convened the electoral session in the absence of Speaker Nabi Berri and announced that legislators will meet on June 23 to try again to elect a new president. Former Prime Minister Fuad Sanyura told journalists after the failed Thursday session that he thought it was the pro-Iranian Hezbollah group that was preventing an election from taking place. Former President Michel Suleiman's term ended on May 24, 2014, after Hezbollah and its allies refused to extend his term. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A new public opinion poll indicates American voters do not believe presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will succeed on his plan to build a wall along the Mexican border, and they don't think likely Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will curb secret money in politics or restrict the power of Wall Street. When it comes to the job Republicans and Democrats are doing in Congress, voters give both a negative review. According to the poll, 63% disapprove of the way Democrats are handling issues in Congress, while 80% of interviewers disapprove of the job Republicans are doing. That's the worst net approval rating ever for Congress. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries failed Thursday to reach an agreement to curb oil production. They have been trying to find a way to reduce production in an effort to boost prices. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. Prices plunged from well over $100 a barrel to around $26 a barrel because oil production has been greater than demand for petroleum products. Former student who killed an engineering professor and then shot himself to death in Los Angeles Wednesday has been linked to another apparent murder in Minnesota. Police say a search of Menak Sarkar's house in Minnesota found a kill list that named three targets, including an unidentified woman later found dead. Sarkar has been described as mentally disturbed. An Indian court convicted 26 people Thursday for their roles in the killing of 69 Muslims by a Hindu mob in 2002. The killings occurred in the Indian state of Gujarat. 11 of the people were charged with murder. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.